Soko izika disenda baku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalamukela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC. Olamukela kustudio 7, ngolwesihlanu, mhlaka 13 kuMpalakazi 2019, ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Ngokwazi kwami ngokuqala empilweni yami lethe sengize zingaka, I'm 73 years of age today. Angikwazi ngizwe kuthe kule ndima exothwayo. Ngiyaqala siphosa wonke umuntu uyaqala ukuzuzwa.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ongweye njalo, uhulumende usesuse induna uChief Nhlanhla Mange Ndiweni esikhundleni.
In the culture of dialogue espoused by the Second Republic, we remain engaged with leaders of other political parties under the political parties dialogue Poland.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa onguye njalo umkhokheli webandla leZANU-PF futhi amabandla angekho kunkulumo zomanyano owePoland kumele abuye azomanyana labanye. Ngowoza Friday kulivikisi lomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo umfundisi Sani Dube. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizaziswa kuwona lo umsakazo. Uhulumende usesuse induna uChief Nhlanhla Mange Ndiweni esikhundleni. Umbiko osanda kwethulwa uveza ukuthi uhulumende sokumele athathele umnumzana Ndiweni yonke impahla kahulumende okugoqela imota lokunye. Umbiko othunyezelwe umgcini sihlalo weMathebelele North Provincial Assembly of Chiefs ngumnumzana ZR Churu usibalukhulu ohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngeza velo lamadolobho uthi uNdiweni ususwe esikhundleni kulandelwa umthetho welizwe. Induna ezihlala isabelweni seMathebelele North zathatha isinqumo sokuthi umnumzana Ndiweni kathi kakhethwanga ngemfanelo. Kodwa umndeni wakhe uthi nguye owakhethwayo. Umnumzana Ndiweni uyesatshwa ubikwa esesatshwa nguhulumende kamongameli Mnangagwa ngoba ihlala iveza izenzo zikahulumende ezibikwa zingaqondanga. Isikhulumeli somndeni wakoNdiweni umnumzana Bancinyane Ndiweni utshele uGibbs Dube Studio 7 ukuthi bakwazi okwenzakala basuse uNhlanhla Mange Ndiweni esikhundleni.
Akulanje ngingayitsho kathesi incwadi yakhona singakayiboni ukuthi izizathu ezifakiweyo zithiwani, kubhalweni phe kumele kube lama reasons why. And ngokwazi kwami ngokokuqala empilweni yami lethe sengize ngingaka, I'm 73 years of age today. Angikaze ngizwe kuthe kule ndima exothwayo. Ngiyaqala siphosa wonke umuntu uyaqala ukuzuzwa embusweni wezani. Kutsho ukuthi into yabalezele beyibisa belekele phezu kwayo. Kodwa-ke hhayi sizalindela ingadi yakhona ifike ngoba umfana angikamboni kathesi nangobulawayo la. Nxa kuyikuthi sebeyimhambisile incwadi kutsho ukuthi kusase kuseni ngenye singabona la.
Singathi kuyabe kusijoni khonokho njengoba-ke siyakwazi ukuthi umndeni wakoNdiweni kulokhu sithi hhayi uNhlanhla Mange Ndiweni yinduna phela.
Hayi angithi bazafuna ukubona ukuthi bazayibhalela encwadini yabo ngoba vele kubuyela ngekhaya. Yithi okumele singakuthiwa sifake omnye umuntu yithi esimfakayo. Nxa sibuyisela yena yithi esikwenzayo. Ngoba kuvele angiyiboni nje angikuzwisisi ukuthi vele okuzanywayo kathi kuyini. Vele kuyinto bani khonokho.
Singathi kuyenzakala sibili ukuthi limbisele nxa libona ukuthi baphambanisile abantu bakarhulumente labo.
Kade vele sizayekelelana. Sizayekelelana. Nguye umuntu owachiyefa kwenguyise lwayo. Ukuthi siqalise ukudinga omunye sinidobha ngaphi.
Ye, bakhona bathi
nguJoram. Ukuthi sebesitshela ukuthi umbuso wakuNdiweni sebewuthatha. Abasitshela ukuthi bawuthatha bawusa ngaphi.
Ye, sizwa
lokhuyana ngumdabuko wakwethu. Ngokuzalwa kwethu. Akulambi ukuthathwa kusuke komunye umuntu uyabe ngubani ovela ngathi wona.
Ye, bona bathi kufuze ukuthi kungena uJoram Ndiweni kumbe bakuthethe ngaphansi kwazi khonoko
bayamazi uDola Mndiweni bamazela ngaphi yibo abazala laba bantwana ngezinye indlela phela sebesitshela ukuthi umkethu wayephuma ayekwenza kwenzayo labo yikho besazi abantwana bemndewethu ukuthi bazalwa njani. So sekumele baphawuleke basitshele konke, i-first born up to the last born. They don't even know ukuthi uJoram lo bakhuluma ngaye is not even the first born.
Lo ngumnumzana Wilson Vancinyane Ndiweni, isikhulumeli somndeni wakoNdiweni, obexoxa lo Gibbs Dube we-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Asenelisanga ukukhuluma ngodaba lolu lomnumzana July Moyo umphathi intambo ohlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezabelo lamadolobho. Umongameli Emerson Mnangagwa onguye njalo umkhokheli webandla leZANU-PF uthi amabandla angekho kunkulumo zomanyano owePollard kumele abuye ezomanyana labanye ukuze abonisane ngokunganceda ukuhlenga eZimbabwe. Umntatheli sendaba yeStudio 7, uGibson Pepe usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Umhlangano omkhulu owenziwa kanye ngomnyaka webandla leZANU-PF owenzelwa eGoromonzi, umongameli Mnangagwa uveze ukuba ibandla lakhe lizalela izifiso zikaZulu, kungakho labumba umanyano wePollard omanyanisa inkokeli yamabandla aphikisayo anqinisa ukhetho luka-2018. Kodwa okhokele ye-MDC Alliance uNomzana Nelson Chamisa akekho kulo manyano.
In the culture of dialogue espoused by the Second Republic,
kusana siyabe sixoxisana labamanye amabandla phansi wePollard. Wonke umuntu kaze kuPollard akufuzanga sibangele umsindo yilabo ababanga umsindo ku-social media. Yekelani benze umsindo ku-Twitter. Thina siyabe sibusa.
Social media platforms. Let them make the noises. Isutichingotonga.
Isikhulumeni sabatsha kubandla le-MDC uMnumzana Stephen Chuma uthi njengebandla ngaba uhloniphi umanyano wePollard.
It is very unfortunate that Mr. Mnangagwa wants to use tactics of a bully.
Usizi ukuba uMnumzana Mnangagwa ufuna singene kuPollard. Thina siyazi ukuba sanqoba kukhetho ngomnyaka ka-2018. Nxa kulokukhona kufuze uMnumzana Mnangagwa abize umuntu ozimeleyo ancedise ukuba sikhumisane umlotha njengabantu abalinganayo.
If anything, Mr. Mnangagwa should wait for a neutral convener to call for dialogue.
Ingcitshi ecubulele zombusazwe uMnumzana Tafazwa Chikandiwa uthi uMnangagwa umele ancenge uChamisa ngoba elabasekeli abaningi, njalo kusobala ukuthi inkulumo laye ingasiza ukuze ilizwe liphume kunhlupho elibhekane lazo.
Akumelanga aqale ethi nxa ibandla elingekhoyo kuPollard lingayekela ukujoyina liyakusa liku-tweet. Okwe-Twitter kungene ndawo nxa sesukukhangela ukuthuthuka kwelizwe. Okuqakathekileyo ukuthuthuka kwelizwe lokhu kwabuPollard, lokhu siza kubona nxa ilizwe liqale lathuthuka, ngoba umuntu yena vele akafoswa ukuthi ejoyine iPollard. Akumelanga bembambe ngamandla, kodwa kumele beyikhuluma laye kuhle, bemncenye ukwenzela ukuthi laye ekwanise ukujoyina ekhululekile, ngoba bengayenza okumfosa uyayala ukujoyina. And engayala ukujoyina yikho lapho abathi khona uzavusa ku-Twitter, but asibonanga ngathi kule ngqondo kunalokhu.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngumnumzana Mashau Dube isakamuzi seHarare othi iZANU-PF sekumele ivume ukuba umanyano wePollard kawulancedo uma ibandla le-MDC Alliance linganxiswanga.
Kufunakala i-dialogue, kodwa i-dialogue should be between uChamisa loMnangagwa. Abanye laba kuPollard laba abala mavoti eneleyo ukuthi bekhulume into ezingayakha ilizwe. I-dialogue kumele ibe between uMnangagwa loChamisa, abantu abathola amavoti ayeneleyo amaningi ukuthi kube lama-political lama-economic reforms, ukuthi ilizwe libe ne-national discourse ebambanisa wonke umuntu. Kodwa i-dialogue le ayimelanga ibe lokuthi uMnangagwa yena ufuna uChamisa abuye ngama-terms akhe, la uChamisa ethi uMnangagwa abuye ngama-terms akhe. Yikho kufunakala umuntu ongabahlanganisa bexoxe ukuthi ilizwe leli libambane, siqhubeleke phambili nge-development yelizwe.
UMnangagwa ophinde wasola ukutshengisela okwenzakala elizweni esithi lokhu kubisela ilizwe emuva, ngoba izithembiso zebandla leli zizavezwa ngokuya kwesikhathi abantu kawabekezele. Uveze njalo ukuba imali yakuleli izaqhubeka isebenza kungelani lokuthi isiyehluleke ukuqeda indubo zokusilelwa kwemali emabhanga kanye nokuxunga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Kusukela ngomvulo kusiyafika ngolwesihlanu, umsakazo weStudio 7 uzalethulela izindaba eziphathelane lokutshabalala kwamadamu enyakato lasezansi yemandebeleni kanye lasenkabazwe. Manengi amadamu aseleminyaka edukukile kumbe egqibelekile, kodwa akula lutho osolwenziwe ngawo nguhulumende.
Idamu lemabhungane lidamu elikhulu eliphikisa phosa amakhilomitha about 9 kilometers ubude.
Le damu okuthiwa ngukarisinyama.
Idamu elikhulu elikwakuyisiwale. Sinaphi nedamu elisephezi.
Idamu esilisebenzisayo laphana idamu Magwanda.
Sixoxa lezakhamizi kanye leziphathamandla zikahulumende. Tiyani indlebe kusukela ngomvulo kuze kuyefika ngolwesihlanu.
Inhlanganiso ezizimeleyo abezokholo labantu makhaza namhla bebethe gwaqa edolobheni leHarare phansi komanyano othiwa National Convergence Platform behlaziya umomo oselizweni. Lumanyano uqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ye-Citizens Manifesto. Umkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye-Citizens Manifesto, uMnumzana Briggs Bomba, utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi banxuse inkokheli yamabandla ezombusazwe ebalisa uMongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa loMnumzana Nelson Chamisa, kodwa abazange babuye. UChris Gande weStudio 7 uxoxe lomunye wabaqoqela umhlangano, uMnumzana Michael Ndiweni ongumqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, ukuze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba.
Ama-citizens athe wona afuna ukuthi kukhulunyiswa ngezinye inhlanganiso ebezinakana ukuthi abantu kumele bahlangane ndawonye bakhulume bebona ukuthi izwe lingalungiswa njani. So namhlanje bekuhlangene-ke i-platform eyethu lapho engikho-convena khona i-National i-Citizen Manifesto, Citizen Convention ebesilayo ngo-September. Saba nesinqumo sokuthi ngasiye khulumisana nabanye abanjengabozo be-Council of Churches lezinye inhlanganiso, sihlangane leningi sibonisane ukuthi singenzani siya phambili. So namhlanje kade kuyikulauncha ngesikhiwa, it was a launch, besisungula inkundla yokuthi sihlangane leningi sikhulumisane njengenhlanganiso ezimele abantu, njengoba ngishilo ukuthi ethu ibivela kusinqumo esithethe ku-National Citizen Convention alayisi manifesto.
Inhlanganiso kade zikhona ngeziphi, zivela kunhlangothi ezinjani?
Ye, bekule nhlanganiso ezimele ilungelo lomuntu, esithi civil society, ama-social movements ezimelele nje uZulu, ezinjengoZulu, ezamasonto, njengoba ngishilo ukuthi bekule Council of Churches, lamanye ama-denominations angaphansi kwebumbano le-ZCC, lenhlanganiso so ezifana labo ezimele abantu abaphila abagogekileyo onasco, lezinye labameli bamahofisi akwamanye amazwe eZimbabwe yasika ama-diplomatic missions kade kulama-embassies kade khona lawo ezoxhasa.
Yona injongo vele ingeyani?
Injongo yokuthi akube lempumela ezaphipha ukudebeka okukhona ebantwini baseZimbabwe. Kumele kube lokukhulumisana okuzalungisa izinto eziningi ezihlukumeza abantu baseZimbabwe, eziningi kakhulu. Ngakusuke indaba yokunikana izikhundla kuphela, indaba eziningi ngathi ngabala ngibuyele emva nxa yokubonisa lehealing indaba kagugurawunti zingakalungiswa, iloko ezilenge emoyeni kuningi, indaba zabo-devolution azikalungiswa, indaba zokuthi abantu bathole inzuzo kwezemvela abanazo, indaba ezihlala zikhangelwa zibeka eceleni abantu bekhangela kuphela amandla. So ngezinye izindaba zokuthi nxa kungahlangana kukhulunyiswane, into lezo zifake phezu kwetafula zikhangele zilungiswe.
Lowo ngumnumzana Michael Ndiweni, umqondisi wenhlanganiso yeBulawayo Vendors and Traders Association, ubekhuluma ecingweni loChris Gande weStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Ngu-Live Talk namhlanje sikhangela ukuphuma emhlanganweni webandla leZANU-PF oqhutshelwa eGoromonzi, lomunye njalo umhlangano oqoqwe ngabenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo owokuhlaziya inkinga ezibhekane lelizwe. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene kuhlelo. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo ke sikhangele ezemelika ngamafitshane. Amalunga ekomiti edalela eParliamente yakwele Melika ibona ngezemthetho yeHouse Judiciary Committee avote esekela ukukhutshwa esikhundleni kukamongameli Donald Trump ngohlelo lwe-impeachment. Abebandla lamademocrats abangamashumi amabili lantathu bavote besithi abebandla lamarepublicans abalitshumi lasikhombisa bephikisa uTrump ngumongameli wesine ukubhekana lale inkinga ye-impeachment. Ele North Korea lithi lizimisele ukuvuselela inkulumo lelemelika ukuze kuphunyelwe isivumelwano sokulungiswa kwezikhali zombhoxazwe ezenuclear. Inhlanganiso elwela ilungelo loluntu e-Center for Public Policy ithi iyaqhubeka ngenhlelo zayo zokukhulumisana lohulumende labantu makhaza ngendlela yokudinga isisombululo ngomnotho welizwe olokhu uqhubeka ubhidlika. Lokhu kwenzakala iningi elizweni lelokhu likhala ngokucithwa kwamagetsi mahlayana kusilela kwemali, amanzi, amafutha epetrolo ledizili kanye lokuqonga kwentengo yempahla ezitolo ngesikhathi iholo lingakhuphuki njalo abanye bengayitholi umsebenzi. Umqondisi walinhlanganiso uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo usichasisela okuningi ngalolu daba.
Thina kathesi siyaxoxisana lohulumende njengoba nje kuyisikhathi sokuthi uhulumende aphume besingathi yi-budget, ngoba i-budget yiyo esingathi egayida kumbe eyenza ukuthi umkhonomi wethu uhambe uye phambili. Kufana lama-member ephalamenti ukuthi njengoba yibo abangena ephalamenti sixoxisana lohulumende, sixoxisana lo-minister we-finance ukuthi yiphi imithetho abangayifaka, yiziphi inhlelo ezingafakwa nguhulumende ezetaxi, ezokuthi umkhonomi uvuke uye phambili, ezeproduction ezingenza ukuthi i-economy yethu ihambe iye phambili. Yiwo umsebenzi esiwubambileyo khathesi. Kuningi esikubhalayo, esikunika uhulumende, esikunika iparlamenti ukwenzela ukuthi baxoxisane i-economy yethu ivuke iye phambili.
Ngambe inkulumo lezi ziyanceda na?
Inkulumo lezi bona ngathiwa kulalapho ezifika khona zingadluli ziye phambili, ngoba uhlupho ngathi udubo lukhona olukhulu eZimbabwe ludubo lwe-legitimacy kumbe ngathi yi-politics. Ama-elections ka-2018 ngahambanga kuhle. Njengoba engahambanga kuhle, lokho kutho ukuthi kulento eziningi okumele zilungisise abantu ababezikhangele ezenza ukuthi ama-investors kumbe laba ababuya le mali bayesabe ukufaka imali yabo kwi-economy yeZimbabwe. Lokhu kwenza ukuthi into eziningi nje zingasebenzi. So ekuxoxiseni kwethu lohulumende siyamtshela ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi upresident welizwe axoxisane lomnumzana Chamisa owebandla le-MDC. Yikho kuphela okuzenza ukuthi ku-create esingathi i-environment eyenza ukuthi i-economy ihambe iye phambili. Nxa lokhu kungalungisanga kunzima kakhulu ukuthi mbone ukuthi ilizwe lingalungiseka kumbe i-economy ingalungiseka ihamba iya phambili. Ngapho uhulumende ule nhlelo eziningi azifakileyo kule nhlelo eziningi azizamayo. Uminister we-finance uMthuli Ncube kulokunye okuningi akuzamayo akusebenzi, ngoba indaba emqoka yi-political legitimacy. Kumele uhulumende axothusane laba amabandla, baxoxisane betshelane iqiniso ukuthi ilizwe singalilungisisa liye ngaphi.
Lo Mnumzana Mfundo Mlilo, umqondisi wenhlanganiso ye-Center for Public Policy, sixoxela eseHarare. Kwezemidlalo namhlanje, imidlalo yalonyaka yenguqu esigaba seCastle Lake Premier Soccer League ifika kumlindi uyagcina kulimpela viki. Intatheli zindaba ethu zemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Intshantshi zalonyaka ezomdlalo wenguqu kusigaba saphezulu yesecastle lake Premier Soccer League zizakwazakala ekupheleni komdlalo ozakuba phakathi kweqembu le-Cape United lele-FC Platinum, wona uzakugujelwa enkundleni ye-National Sports Stadium kusasa. La maqembu azangena kumdlalo wakusasa, iqembu le-FC Platinum okuyilo eliphethe isicoco se-league ngemva kokunqoba iminyakeni emibili edlulileyo lihlezi phezu kwengalane lilemiklomelo ngamashumi amahlanu lathoba mune munye, kuthi ele-Cape United lihlezi endaweni yesibili lilemiklomelo engamashumi amahlanu lathoba mune mbili. Isimo sengalane siveza ukuba iqembu le-FC iPlatinum lidinga nje umklomelo owodwa ukuba ligcotshwe njalo ukuba zintshantshu zakwele Zimbabwe okungaba ngokwesithathu iminyaka elandelana ukuba liphakamise isicoco. Iqembu leCape United lihlale kwesikhathi eside liphezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kodwa lihle lahlala endaweni yesibili ngemva kokunqotshwa elikwenziwe liqembu lenkezi Platinum Stars nge-3-2 ngolwesithathu olwedluleyo. Kwathele FC Platinum lona linqobele Black Rhinos nge-1 kanya. Emsileni wengalane lakho kulamaqembu amabili azalandela eleMshwane Stars lele wange kwini idlala kusigaba sika Division 1 ngemva kwemidlalo yakusasa. Amaqembu asengozini yokugunyulwa kusigaba saphezulu ngabalisa isithupha athi ele Yada, ele Herentals, ele Bulawayo Chiefs, ele Tel 1, ele Harare City kanye lele Chapungu. Iqembu leYada lona elihlezi endaweni yesithathu nxa usuka emsileni lile miklomelo ngamachumi amathathu lathobamnembili njalo lizadlala lele Mshwane Stars. Iqembu leHerentals lona elihlezi endaweni yesine nxa usuka emsileni lalo lile miklomelo ngamachumi amathathu lathobamnembili njalo lizavakatshela ele Bulawayo Chiefs lona lile miklomelo ngamachumi amane lowodwa njalo elidinga umklomelo owodwa kuphela ukuba lisinde ekugunyulweni kusigaba saphezulu. Umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo Chiefs uThulani Spanda utshele intatheli izindaba ukuba abafana bakhe kuzamele bebophe ziqine ngoba nxa bengayeke thisa bengazithola sebegunyuliwe.
Akumelanga sekethise ngoba sekungenzakala loba yini. Iqembu leHerentals lile goal difference engcono kule yethu njalo amaqembu amaningi alwisa ukusinda ukunye nawo asesimeni esifanayo nxa eqathaniswa lathi. Ngalokho-ke kumele siqine ngalokho kwenze ukuba siyalesi lokho sikhuphuka engalaneni kumidlalo edluleyo uze sibe lesiqiniseko esokuphepha engozini yokugunyulwa.
Amanye amaqembu asengozini ngabalisa ele Chapungu lona elile miklomelo ngamachumi amathathu lathoba munye njalo lizadibana lele Highlanders kusasa. Iqembu leHighlanders lilisa ukuphusha imidlalo yalonyaka lisendaweni yesine okutsho ukuba lomdlalo usoze ube lula kuqembu leChapungu. Elinye iqembu elisesimeni esifana liseChapungu ngele Harare City lona elile miklomelo ngamachumi amane njalo lizadlala lelinkezi Platinum Stars lalo elile thuba elihle yokuphusha imidlalo yalo lisendaweni yesine engalaneni yemiklomelo. Iqembu leTel 1 ngelinye njalo iqembu elisengozini kugunyulwa njalo lizadibana lele Chicken Inn kusasa enkundleni eBapa Fields emdlalweni ongaba lobunzima kilo ngoba iqembu leChicken Inn lithiye ukuqeda lisendaweni yesibili engalaneni yemiklomelo. Kweminye imidlalo ezadlalwa kusasa kusigaba sePSL iqembu leTriangle lizadlala lele Dynamos ngaseGibo kuthi iqembu leWange lizadlala lele ZPC Kariba ngaseColliery. Ngensonto iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizanqikelana lele Manyika Diamonds ngaseNational Sports Stadium. Ngimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Itchy was a Friday, my darling, was a Friday.
Woza Friday kuliviki silomculi wengoma zomdumo wokholo umfundisi Sani Ncube ohlala edolobheni leBirmingham kweleNgilandi. Asizweni exoxa lo Ezra Chisa Swanda we Studio 7.
Kia kuthanda wechetswani.
Asomculi wengoma zokholo kuphela uPastor Sane uyaloba lokuqondisa ezemidlalo kamabona kude lemfanekiso yebhayisikopo film and TV producer kukampani yakhe ezimele yodwa. Yena-ke udabuka khona leMberengwa lapho azalwa khona okaNcube.
Angisebenzisa njalo umoyo ngoba ubaba wami ongizalayo ngumoyo, but I was adopted in the Ncube family. Ngikhulele eMberengwa, ngahambe Chingezi Primary School, ngase ngihamba eZwa Makhulu Secondary School, and I finished my O levels and then went to Kwekwe. In Kwekwe, that's when I started learning about keyboard playing and so forth. Just like Olundi, that's what got me started in music.
Wakhe uyaziphekela istudio sakhe uPastor Sane njalo ukhulele endlini yabantu abaculayo.
Umama wami lo mama omdala owemberengwa lo gogo wami ke ngisesemncane laye wayehlabelela. Umama omdala wami owemberengwa lo mama wami bake bahlabela labo Freedom Sengwayo ngoba babehlabela ku gospel team in Apostolic Faith Mission. I was surrounded nge gospel music, yikho nje ngithanda ukuhlabelela i gospel music.
Oh, Kuhlelo lwakho mlaleli Woz of Friday. Silo Pastor Sunny Ncube ngengoma zokholo yena eyingcinji yekupheni umculo njalo siwaphela abaculi abaningi ingoma zokholo.
Limnandi vangeli siyavuma siyavuma yeah.
Ngiyasebenza labahlabeleli abaningi ngiya bala izingoma ngiyayenza music yabo ama instruments ngikuhlanganise konke nje ku studio like Mahati Selepe, Kosikandlovu, Mthulisi, Makholisa Dube, Sis Maria, Mason Kiwane, Walter Chawanda, Kingdom Praise, Higher Ground, Mrs. Vengea. Yeah, that's what we are doing at the moment in our studio here.
Esikhathi sekhona sedlule ngumangoye mfundisi. Phosela luzi kubalaleli ungakahambi.
Ye kubalaleli bethu ngithanda nje ukuthi thank you very much for your support. Ngithi mina qhubekani nje lisi supporta ngokudownloada imusic yethu ngokulalela ngoba kuyasincedisa lathi ukuthi siqhubeke ngomsebenzi wokuproducer imusic, gospel music. So thank you very much. Imusic yethu izabitholakala kubo Google Play, kubo YouTube, kubo Facebook, sabe siphosta nje imusic everywhere. So lingaqhubeka nje li download lisithole lathi khona phana lingadinga u Pastor Sunny Ncube.
Umfoka moyo ngaphezu kokucula uyaloba lokuqondisa njalo imidlalo kamabona kude nguye besilayo kuhlelo Woza Woza Friday libe nempelaso nto elithukela egama lakho as a Jesus band.
Kamfundisi Sunny Ncube yena ke ocula ekhona le eBirmingham England njalo udaba besiluthulela ke ngu Ezra Jesus Banda we Studio 7 singakehlukani ke sikhangele inhloko zezinye izindaba ebesilazo. Uhulumende usesuse induna uChief Nhlanhla Mangwe Ndiweni esikhundleni. Umnumzana Nangwakwa uthi amabandla angekho kuPollard kumele abuye azomanyana lamanye ukwenzela ukuthi kuxoxiswane kulungiswe umnotho welizwe. Walivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga ngikhona pha eWashington DC.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe. Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.